今天的正道主题是这自暂自轻的苦楚。
Today's sermon topic is these light and momentary troubles。
弟兄姊妹，慕道的朋友，早安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters and friends。
我哋从心里嚟祷告。
Let us pray。
天父上帝，感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give thanks and praises to you。
感谢你，我哋今天主日早上能够嚟到你嘅殿，嚟到朝见你，敬拜赞美你。
We thank you that this morning we are able to come to into your temple to worship you and meet you。
能够因主耶稣基督宝血首先洁净，同埋我哋一切罪业、过犯同埋罪恶。
May the precious and holy blood of the Lord Jesus Christ once again cleanse all our sins and transgressions and wickedness。
好让我哋无拦阻嚟到去朝见我主我神。
So that without any hindrance we can come to worship you, our Lord, our God。
虽然呢个世界因着罪嘅缘故系变得黑暗败坏。
Truly, because of sin, this world has become darkened and corrupt。
人亦都活喺绝望痛苦当中。
And everyone lives in hopelessness and pain。
但系感谢天父，你藉着主耶稣基督喺十字架上面成就嘅赦罪救恩。
But thanks be to you, Heavenly Father, through the grace of forgiveness of sins of the accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross。
让我哋得以从罪恶过犯当中被拯救过嚟。
We are delivered from sins and transgressions。
如今可以成为天父上帝你嘅儿女。
Now we become children of you, Heavenly Father。
但系我哋知道我哋活喺世上，我哋系有苦难。
We know that in this world we will have hardships。
感謝天父，你藉著你寶貴嘅話語嚟到去再次提醒我哋。
Thank you that once again we are reminded by your precious word。
以致我哋知道點樣嚟到去面對呢啲嘅苦難。
So that we know how to face these sufferings。
以致將榮耀歸俾天上嘅父。
So that we can give all glory to you, Heavenly Father。
亦都懇求真理嘅聖靈引導我哋進入真理嘅當中。
May the Holy Spirit of truth guide us into the truth。
让我哋无论系讲嘅、听嘅，都能够同得造就。
So let the one who speaks and those who listen can be edified。
我哋咁样祷告、感谢、交托，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ。
阿门。
阿门。
从使徒保罗所写嘅书信。
From the epistles written by the Apostle Paul，
让我哋嚟到去睇到佢因为传扬主耶稣基督并他钉十字架嘅赦罪福音。
We can see that when he preached the gospel of him of the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified，
得忍受从四方八面嚟嘅冲击挑战。
He had to endure all the impacts and challenges from all sides。
當中包括種種嘅凌辱、逼迫。
They include different kinds of humiliation, persecution。
被人唾棄、被監禁，並且生命經常受到死亡嘅威脅。
Rejection and incarceration, and also his life was under constant threat。
而保羅往往當面對呢啲惡劣同沉重嘅壓力嘅環境底下。
And under these extreme, extremely unfavorable and distressing situations，
保罗仍然嘅能够去有忍耐呢啲嘅情况。
Paul could still continue to endure the sufferings。
咁究竟佢嘅属灵嘅秘诀喺边度咧
？Then what are his secrets, spiritually？
以致能够继续嘅去坚持。忍耐受苦
，so that he could persevere in enduring sufferings。
喺哥林多后书嘅四章十六到十八节，让我哋睇到三个保罗嘅属灵嘅秘诀。
From 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18， we can see three spiritual secrets of Paul。
让我哋首先系将哥林多后书嘅四章十六到十八节，我哋同心同声嘅度读出嚟。
Now let us read together。2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18。
你可以打开你哋嘅圣经，又或者系喺周刊嘅内页里边都已经印咗呢个嘅经文。
You can open your own Bible or the inside page of the bulletin。
哥林多後書嘅四章十六到十八節。
Second Corinthians chapter four verses 16 to 18。
所以我們不喪膽，外體雖然毀壞，內心卻一天新似一天。我們這自暫自輕的苦楚，要為我們成就極重無比永遠的榮耀。原來我們不是顧念所見的，乃是顧念所不見的，因為所見的是暫時的，所不見的是永遠的。
Therefore we do not lose heart, though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
保罗曾经在哥林多前书的四章提到他和众圣徒成了一台戏，供世人和天使来去观赏。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, Paul mentioned that he and his fellow apostles were made a spectacle to the whole universe, to angels as well as to men.
保罗被假教师来到去讥讽。
Paul was mocked by the false teachers.
被信徒误会同埋唾弃。
He was misunderstood and despised by the believers.
被人睇成系万物中嘅渣滓。
He was being regarded as the refuse of the world.
但系保罗仍然嘅能够可以忍受呢啲嘅苦难。
But Paul could still endure all these sufferings.
让我哋都睇下保罗三个属灵嘅秘诀。
Let us look at his three spiritual secrets.
保罗看重属灵的能力是多于他身体上面的能力。
Paul valued spiritual power more than his physical power.
十六节讲到保罗身体的衰败。
Verse 16 talks about Paul's body, physical body being wasting away.
不单止跟年纪有关。
Not only was it due to aging.
其实也都牵涉到因服侍上所带来的身心灵的煎熬。
It was also due to suffering of his body, mind, and spirit brought about by his service to God.
当中包括很多对他言语上的伤害。
Those include a lot of verbal abuse,
诋毁以及身体上面的折磨。
Slandering and torments to his body,
以致加速保罗身体的老化。
Which accelerated the aging of his body.
但保罗深知道他的生命是属于神。
But Paul knew very well that his life belonged to God.
他是主耶稣基督重价所买赎的。
He was bought at a price by the Lord Jesus Christ.
他也知道身体是必定会随着年纪而衰败。
He also knew that his body would become frail because of aging.
保罗愿意为拯救他的主耶稣基督耗尽他自己的生命。
Paul was willing to consume his entire life for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ.
以至到在《使徒行传》的20章24节，他有一个忠于主的表白。
Therefore, in the book of Acts chapter 20 verse 24, he has this manifestation of his faith to the Lord.
《使徒行传》的20章24节这里讲到。
In Acts chapter 20 verse 24,
我却不以性命为念，也不看为宝贵。
However, I considered my life worth nothing to me.
只要行完我的路程，成就我从主耶稣所领受的职事，证明神恩惠的福音。
If only I may finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the gospel of God's grace.
我相信《使徒行传》二十四章。24节。
I know, I believe that Acts chapter 20, verse 24.
不单只是保罗对主一个嘅忠心嘅表白。
It's not only Paul's manifestation of his faith to the Lord.
亦都是我哋每一个属神嘅人所应当学校。
It should be something that everyone who belongs to God to follow.
外體雖然毀壞， 內心卻一天新似一天。
Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day.
換句話講，
In other words,
塵土所造的身體會是不斷的朽壞。
The body made by dust will continue to waste away.
而且是不可以逆轉的事實。
And also, this is an irreversible fact.
但屬靈的生命，
But the spiritual life,
因著有主耶穌基督的緣故，
Because of the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ,
以致能夠一天比一天的成長成熟。
It can grow and mature day by day.
保羅所看重的是屬靈的生命不斷的更新變化。
What Paul valued was the spiritual life being transformed by the renewing of his mind.
而過於看顧身體。
Rather than focusing on caring about the physical body.
因為無論怎樣樣，
Because no matter what we do,
我們的身體會隨著年紀是老化。
Our body will age according to our age.
以致保羅有那個能耐，
So Paul has the endurance
去忍受一切臨到他身上的禍患和迫害，
To persevere in all the sufferings and persecutions that came upon him.
換句話說，
In other words,
當信徒的生命因基督的靈內住而有不斷的更新變化，
When believers' spiritual life is constantly being transformed by renewing due to the indwelling of the Lord Jesus,
以致有能力去面对种种的困难和逼迫，
so that they have the strength to face all the difficulties and persecutions,
诚然按住我们的身体，
truly in regards to our physical bodies,
当面对不断的冲击挑战。
When we face continuous impacts and challenges,
又或者是沉重的壓力，
or tremendous pressures,
實在是很容易會崩潰，
surely, it's very easy for us to break down.
但是保羅卻明白到，
But Paul understood this.
只有靠著愛他的恩主所加的力量，
Only by relying on the strength given by the gracious Lord,
能夠面對任何惡劣的環境，
could he face any adverse situation?
所以在哥林多後書十二章九到十節，
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 to 10,
他對我說，我的恩典夠你用的，因為我的能力是在人的軟弱上顯得完全，所以我更喜歡夸自己的軟弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、急难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的。因我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。
But he said to me, My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses, so that Christ's power may rest on me.That is why, for Christ's sake, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
很多时候，当艰难的环境临到，
Very often, when difficult situations come upon us,
无论身体、心灵上面都是可以不堪一击。
Whether it's the body, mind, or spirit, we are vulnerable.
但是当我们紧紧的靠着我们的恩主耶稣基督，
But when we hold fast to our gracious Lord Jesus Christ,
以致到能够得着属灵的力量，
we can obtain the spiritual strength
去胜过恶劣的环境，
to overcome the adverse situations.
当然，
surely,
我们得分清楚这些艰难是因什么的缘故造成。
We have to discern where do our hardships come from.
就正如彼得前书二章二十节所讲。
As it is written in 1 Peter 2:20.
你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。
But how is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But If you suffer for doing good and you endure it, this is commendable before God.
当我们为主耶稣基督的缘故去见证主行祂所喜悦的事情。
When we testify about the gospel for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ and do things that are pleasing to Him,
主必定会加力量给我们。
The Lord will surely give us strength.
保罗之所以能够忍耐受苦，第二个属灵的秘诀。
The reason why Paul could endure sufferings, this is the second spiritual secret.
哥林多后书的四章十七节。我们这自暂自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 17, For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all.
保罗所看重的是将来永恒的荣耀。
What Paul valued was the eternal glory in future.
以致他轻看今生所受的苦楚患难。
Therefore, he could make light of the sufferings, hardships, and persecutions in this life.
此外,
and also,
当今生所受的苦难越发加增,
the more sufferings endured in this life,
将来在永恒的荣耀里所彰显的荣光就越发增多,
the radiance manifested in the future eternal glory will all the more increase.
保罗用属天的角度去睇属世的事情。
Paul looked at the earthly things from a heavenly perspective.
以致他能够安然面对发生他在身上的这些种种的事情。
So that he could peacefully face all the things that happened to him.
在人睇嚟，
in human eyes,
保罗因基督的缘故，
For the sake of Christ,
苦难是不断临到他的身上，
Hardships are continued to come one after another.
打从保罗信主那刻开始，
From the moment Paul was converted to Christ,
直到他离世，
Until he left the world,
苦难从来没离开过保罗，
Sufferings never departed from him.
保罗的苦难好像是没完没了。
It seems that Paul's sufferings was endless.
但保罗却着眼在将来的永恒的荣耀。
But Paul set his eyes on the future eternal glory.
他看今生所受的种种。
When he looked at whatever he suffered in this world,
却只是自暂自轻。
He considered them light and momentary.
就好比主耶稣基督在马太福音十一章讲到。
It is like what the Lord Jesus Christ mentioned in Matthew chapter 11.
当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
马太福音十一章三十节，这里讲到。
Matthew chapter 11 verse 30.
因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
保罗亦在罗马书提到因受的苦以致得着永恒的荣耀。
In Romans, Paul also mentioned the eternal glory because of the present sufferings.
罗马书的八章十一节的下半节和八章十八节这里讲到。
Romans chapter 8 verse 17b
如果我们和他一同受苦，也必和他一同得荣耀。我想现在的苦楚，若比将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足。
If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us.
保罗所睇重嘅系将来要显出嘅荣耀。
What Paul valued was the future glory.
所以佢能够睇今生所承受嘅苦楚系睇得极为嘅唔重要。
Therefore, he could regard the sufferings in the present life as very unimportant.
永恒的荣耀是指到在将来天上。
Eternal glory means that in the future, in the heavenly realms,
我们能够有能力去侍奉，去荣耀神。
We have the strength to serve and glorify God.
然而往往这个敬拜服侍的能力
And very often, this ability to worship and serve God
係同我哋喺地上所忍受嘅苦難係成正比。
Is proportional to what sufferings we can endure in this life.
換句話講
，In other words，
越係願意順服天父嘅旨意
，The more willing we are to obey the will of the Heavenly Father，
甘心忍受逼迫同埋苦難。
And the more willingly we endure hardships and persecutions，
將來喺天上永恆嘅榮耀嘅國度裏邊
，In the future eternal heavenly kingdom，
就越發得到榮耀嘅獎賞。
We will all the more get the glorious prize。
呢個係現今受嘅苦難與將來永恆嘅榮耀嘅關係。
This is the relationship between our present sufferings and future eternal glory。
正如使徒彼得喺彼得前書嘅一章六到七節所講。
As what the Apostle Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verses 6 and 7。
因此你們是大有喜樂，但如今在百般的試煉中暫時憂愁。
In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
These have come so that our faith, your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
但在另一方面呢?
And on the other hand,
神将最高的荣耀留给能够忍耐受苦、最能够忍耐受苦的那位。
God has reserved the highest glory to the one that could endure the most sufferings.
就是我主耶稣基督。
That is our Lord Jesus Christ.
腓立比書的二章八到九節呢度提到。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 8 to 9，
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，全心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。
Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
每当我们愿意来到去爱神、跟从神、服侍神的时候，
Whenever we are willing to love God, follow God and serve him,
那恶者是会有很多的搅扰。
The evil one will create a lot of disturbances.
例如我们的儿女会出问题。
For example, something goes wrong with our children.
我们跟未信主的配偶、家人的关系显得很紧张。
The relationship between the unbelieving spouse or family members will become tense.
我们的服侍亦都可能受到挫折。
We may encounter frustrations in our service to God.
被人误解。
Being misunderstood,
排挤,
ostracized,
揶揄和羞辱,
mocked and humiliated.
当我们在这些最艰难的时间,
when you are in the most difficult moments,
恶者可能在你耳边来说,
the evil one may whisper to your ears,
你落在这么艰难的境况的里头,
now you have fallen in such difficult situations,
你还跟从神、服侍神、敬拜神吗?
Are you still going to follow God, serve God, and worship Him?
我想起一个例子。
I remember one example.
就是旧约的时代的约伯。
That is Jonah in the Old Testament time.
他被撒旦所攻击。
He was attacked by Satan.
一日之内他失去所拥有的一切。
In one day, he lost everything that he owned.
而且他更失去他所爱的儿女。
And Job even lost his children.
約伯的身上更長滿了毒瘡。
And there were sores all throughout Job's body.
約伯的妻子怎樣跟他說?
And Job's wife said to him,
你仍然持守你的純正嗎?
Are you still holding on to your integrity?
你棄掉神死了吧。
curse God and die.
審判我哋能夠靠主所加嘅能力。
I hope that with the strength given by the Lord,
意志唔會受冷惡者嘅攪擾。
We will not be disturbed by the evil one.
並且能夠得以有受苦嘅心智去面對世上艱難惡劣嘅環境。
And we have the attitude of the willingness to suffer in order to face all the difficult situations.
彼得前書嘅四章一到二節呢度講到。
First Peter chapter 4:1.
基督既在肉身受苦。你們也當將這樣的心智作為兵器，因為在肉身受過苦的，就已經與罪斷絕了。
Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin.
你們存這樣的心，從今以後就可以不從人的情慾，只從神的旨意在世度餘下的光陰。
As a result, he does not live the rest of his earthly life for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God.
保罗之所以能够忍受痛苦，第三个属灵的秘诀。
The reason why Paul could endure sufferings, this is the third spiritual secret.
哥林多后书嘅四章十八节呢度讲到。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4:18.
原来我们不是顾念所见的。乃是顧念所不見的，因為所見的是暫時的，所不見的是永遠的。
So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal.
保羅所睇重嘅係睇唔到嘅永遠嘅事。
What Paul valued was the invisible and eternal things.
而唔係睇到暫時嘅事情。
And not the temporary things.
如果我哋睇重属灵嘅能力多于身体上嘅能力
，If we value spiritual strength more than physical strength，
并且着眼将来永恒嘅荣耀
，And set our eyes on the future glory，
以致轻看今生
，So we can make light of this world，
我哋必定会聚焦喺睇唔到嘅将来。
We will surely focus on the invisible future,
而不是眼前所看到短暫的今生
and not on what is the temporary present life before our eyes.
因为今生可以看到的事物
because everything that we can see with our eyes,
一切都要归于无有
they will all be wiped out.
彼得后书的三章十节这里讲到
Second Peter chapter 3:10.
但主的日子要像賊來到一樣，那日天必大有響聲廢去，有形質的都要被烈火消化，地和其上的物都要燒盡了。
But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare.
看不到的將來
The invisible future
是指到神榮耀的國度
means the glorious kingdom of God.
神會創造新天新地
God will create a new heaven and new earth.
正如啟示錄的21章1節講到，我又看見一個新天新地，因為先前的天地已經過去了，海也不再有了。
As it is written in Revelation chapter 21:1, Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea.
永恒的国度包括圣父、圣子、圣灵。
The eternal kingdom will include the Heavenly Father, His Son and Holy Spirit.
亦都有屬神嘅子民，同埋有敬拜讚美嘅天使。
And also there will be people belonging to God and the angels, worshiping and praising God.
保羅所盼望係將來永恆嘅新天新地。
What Paul was hoping for was the future new heaven and new earth.
永恆嘅榮耀國度。
The eternal glorious kingdom.
呢啲都係仍然活喺世上嘅信徒暫時未能睇到。
These are the things that people living in the present world cannot see.
縱使係咁
Even so,
仍然我哋可以心存盼望。
we can still have this hope.
以致唔再嚟到去眷恋即将归于无有嘅万事万物。
So that we will no longer yearn for things or matters which will all pass away.
保罗能够忍耐受苦嘅三个属灵秘诀。
The three spiritual secrets for Paul to endure sufferings.
保罗所睇重嘅系内心多于外体。
Paul valued the heart more than the physical body.
着眼点系属灵嘅层面，而唔系会朽坏嘅身体。
He set his eyes on spiritual aspects and not the corruptible body.
保罗睇重嘅系将来永恒嘅荣耀。
Paul valued the future eternal glory.
以至到轻看今生。
So he could make light of the present life.
对今生所承受的苦难能够处之泰然。
He could face all the sufferings in this present life in peace.
保罗所睇重的只有属灵心眼才能够睇到的永恒荣耀的国度。
What Paul valued was the eternal glorious kingdom that can only be seen by the spiritual eyes.
以致不会聚焦在世间万事万物。
So that he would not focus on the objects and matters in the world.
因为这些种种都会灰飞烟灭。
Because all these will become ash and vanish.
保罗在哥林多后书四章十六到十八节提出的三个的属灵秘诀。
The three spiritual secrets told to us by Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 16 to 18
能够提醒我们作为基督圣徒
can remind us Christian saints
怎样心存盼望去忍受从四方八面所带来的冲击挑战
how could endure all the impacts and challenges from all sides
以致能够好像保罗所说
so that we can be what Paul has said
哥林多后书的四章八到九节这里讲到
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verses 8 to 9
我们四面受敌却不被困住心里作难却不致失望遭逼迫却不被丢弃打倒了却不致死亡
We are hard pressed on every side but not crushed perplexed but not in despair persecuted but not abandoned struck down but not destroyed
正如主耶稣基督曾经讲过
，As promised by the Lord Jesus Christ，
为义受逼迫嘅人有福了。
Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness，
因为天国是他们的。
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven。
亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
当苦难临到嘅时候
，When sufferings come upon us，
人睇嚟好似系绝望
，It seems to be hopeless。
但系倘若我哋安静。在神的面前来到思想
But if we have quiet reflection before God
主耶稣与我们来到同在
The Lord Jesus is with us
主的能力是覆庇我们一切的软弱
The power of the Lord will cover all our weaknesses
以致到我们什么时候软弱就什么时候刚强
So that when we are weak then we are strong
正如今天早上的回应诗歌
As in the responding hymn this morning
主如一颗明亮的晨星
Christ is the bright morning star
带给我无限的希望
Give us endless love, joy and peace
让我们一同起立我们唱回应诗歌主如明亮的晨星
Let us stand and sing responding hymn Christ the bright morning star
暗痛苦绝望中，有一处光明照在我心，它是那称为奇妙的救主，圣殿上为我降生，它又为我被钉在十字架。情愿受苦洗净我的罪，我要唱奇妙主哈利路亚，从今后永不会再绝望。
我们一起的同心祷告。
Let us pray in one heart.
天父上帝，实在感谢赞美你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praises.
圣灵，我们在世上我们有苦难。
Truly, in this world we have troubles.
但是感谢你藉着你的仆人来提醒我们。
But we thank you for reminding us through your word.
让我们能够有从圣经当中我们看到三个的属灵的秘诀来忍受苦难。
So that from the Bible we can see there are three spiritual secrets for us to endure sufferings.
天父，求你去帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
让我们去看重我们内心多于我们的外体。
So that we value our hearts more than our physical bodies.
也都让我们去专注在将来永恒的荣耀。
Help us to set eyes on the future eternal glory.
以至到来到轻看。我们的今生
so that we can make light of our present life.
也都让我们看重的是在我们属灵心眼所看到永恒的荣耀的角度
And let us value the eternal glorious kingdom in our spiritual eyes.
以致不会聚焦在世间所看到的万事万物
So that we will not focus on the visible things we see in the world.
因为这些种种都会很快的过去
Because all these will soon pass away.
天父，求你都会帮助我们。
Heavenly Father, help us.
让我们能够有力量。
So that we have the strength.
来到去面对在世间所承受的苦难。
To face all the troubles and sufferings in the world.
以至到我们能够所盼望就是将来在基督台前的荣耀的奖赏。
So that we can set our hope on the glorious prize before the seat of Christ.
天父，求你帮助以勒家每一位的弟兄姊妹。
Heavenly Father, help every one of the Jar Fellowship.
感谢天父垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayers.
我们祷告感谢交托奉主耶稣基督的名。
Our prayer, thanksgiving, and petition are in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 弟兄姊妹请坐。
Please be seated.